This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Larson's Barn outside McGregor, Minnesota. It's time for another new folktale from Teague Alexi with the help of the Great Northern Radio players and his brother Ian on guitar.
I am here to tell a tale and help the wise and otherwise understand that the wisest man ever to walk on land was old King Joe Colley. Don Von Braun from a faraway land had squeezed many a wise man's neck with his strong and mighty hands. He marched on Colley's kingdom, intent to make it his own, and found only a note on King Joe Colley's throne.
Gold is for the color of my kingdom, green for the color of the land, red is for the blood of my people. May it never spill while entrusted in these my humble hands. Sincerely, King Joe Colley.
So Don Von Braun made himself at home, resting his feet on the king's table while sitting on the king's throne. He filled the king's cups with the king's fine wines and had the royal marking placed on his head. That was common in those times. He mused,
"Maybe King Colley is as wise as they have said, for had he not fled, I would surely have his head."
And there was not a thing the townspeople could do when Von Braun proclaimed the new colors of the kingdom, gray and blue. So the new flag flew with its ho-hum hue high above the impostor and his crown. The only glimpse of light or hope was in the eyes of those who spoke of a new entertainer in town. Von Braun decided to see for himself and found a juggler on the street, wearing a fool's headdress and a dimwit's beard that grew halfway to his feet. He was juggling bright balls of red, gold, and green, tosses and tricks the likes of which Von Braun had never seen.
"I am an entertainer, and we need entertainers in this world as we need doctors and teachers, the laughter of little girls. We need things to think about, things to make us smile and lighten our burdens for just a little while. If I make your day a bit brighter than it's been, pay the favor forward, drop a nickel in my tin. If your belly and pockets are empty, take my performance as gift. Tell me your troubles, my friends, and we can share my tips."
The juggler collected a modest dime, and Von Braun hollered, "Good show."
"Good show, but what is the meaning of the old kingdom's colors?"
he demanded to know.
"Pardon me, your highness, for not throwing the gray and the blue. These are not meant as colors of any man-made kingdom, old or new. I need bright balls against these black and deep skies. One cannot catch what one cannot see, no matter how hard one tries."
Sensing himself a victim of the juggler's wit, Von Braun felt a hint of shame. He had no interest in this vagabond's simple mind games. Von Braun disliked jesters, jokers, and jugheads from way back. The knowing juggler smiled and returned his needle to the haystack.
"Yours are a wise king's feet, to leave the palace and walk the street, minding the concerns of the people. Your majesty writes a king's story, one of triumph and glory. Ignoring the people spells tragedy."
"Since your cowardly King Colley has fled to a faraway land, and my ploy to purge his palace proceeding exactly as planned, with good men guarding the palace and my best men chasing Colley down, I nobly proclaim this juggler to perform on behalf of the crown.
With all due respect, Your Majesty, I prefer a crowd of the common man to performing for the fortunate at royalty's command. I am a true artist. Only compromise, I fear. My act has no strings attached. I need no puppeteer.
Now, Von Braun had killed for less disrespectful behavior, but he sensed an opportunity to win the people's good favor.
You will not have to change your act or the color of your juggling balls, and are as welcome to perform in the streets as within my castle walls.
The strongest storm of the season accompanied the juggler as he approached the gates. With a gift of white poppy flowers for his host, the guard announced,
"The king awaits!"
Boastful, brazen, and loose-lipped, Von Braun said,
"It's not that I care for your entertaining. It's that, while you perform, the people stop complaining, always crying for me to fill their bellies up."
The juggler rubbed a familiar thumb along the side of the royal cup.
"If I may propose a toast, here's to keeping our enemies closer than the friends that we keep close."
Von Braun added mindlessly,
"May nothing exceed like excess."
And eagerly threw back his head to have another drink with his guest. And with the speed of an ace magician or sorcerer at his best, the juggler yielded a sword and stuck it through Don Von Braun's breast. And the juggler's headdress fell slowly. Von Braun's eyes filled with dread, discovering two in the room with the royal marking upon their head. "By gosh, by golly, by all things wise, if that was an old King Joe Collie in a juggler's disguise." And as Von Braun lies still on this, his final night, dark clouds cleared, the stars again were bright. The words of King Joe Collie echoed through the streets. The kingdom's true colors danced in the moonlight.
"Gold is for the theft of my kingdom. Green for the neglect of the land. Red is for your wicked blood. May it be the last to stain these, my humble hands."
Teague Alexi. With help from the Great Northern Radio Players, Nikolai Koivunen on piano, his brother Ian Alexi on guitar. The book is The New Folklore, Lyrical Tales for Thinkers and Dreamers.